When we have a thought without emotion, it's simply a wish. I remember back in my years working as an engineer, I used to be part of a carpool. And this was after the oil embargoes of the 70s and into the early 80s, trying to save gas and cut down on pollution in the city I was living. It was Denver, Colorado at the time. And when it was my turn, every once in a while, I'd get to the house of the gentleman that it was my turn to pick up. And I'd arrive a few moments early and maybe use his kitchen for a glass of water, or maybe use the bathroom before we go back out into the freeway. And this was a time when affirmations were really coming into vogue. Affirmations are the words that we speak many, many times, day after day after day, in an effort to essentially create a belief in our bodies that will help some desired effect or outcome occur in our lives. For example, the affirmations, I am abundant now, I am abundant now, I'm abundant now. I know people that used to say, I am abundant now, a bajillion times every day, and for some people it worked, for some it didn't. And if your affirmations have not worked for you, what I'm about to share with you may offer a clue as to the reason why. So I'd pick my friend up for the carpool, maybe I'd go use his bathroom. And all over the mirror were little post-it notes. My perfect mate is manifesting for me now. My perfect mate is manifesting for me now. I'd go into the kitchen, and little yellow sticky tabs were on the kitchen counter, and they were hanging from the cabinets. Of course, we'd go out into his car. They were all over the dashboard in the rearview mirror, and I spent time with him at work, so I already knew that they covered his CRT, and they were all over his desk. My perfect mate is manifesting for me now. My perfect mate is manifesting for me now. And I asked him one day, I said, how does this affirmation work for you? And he looked at me and he said, you know, it doesn't. And I said, why do you think that is? He said, I don't know, but he said, I sure hope it works soon, because if it doesn't, I'm never going to have anybody in my life. And by sharing that with me, what he was actually doing was sharing with me the true feeling of what he felt was true in his life, and revealed the power of a thought without the emotion to accompany it. And this is what I mean. If we simply say the words, my perfect mate is manifesting for me now, my perfect mate is manifesting for me now, a bajillion, bajillion times a day, it is an empty thought. It's an imagination, or we would call a wish. And the only way to empower that thought or that wish is to fuel it, imbue it with emotion.
Now, there were some of you that asked me this morning, Greg, are you going to lead us through a guided meditation, or are you going to teach us a prayer? And I said, no, and now I'm going to explain the reason why. I think guided meditations are really good, and I think they've served us really well. And you've had a million of them. How many times can I ask you to take a deep breath, sit by a flowing brook in a grassy field, and feel good about what's happening? It works, and it's a tool, and it's powerful, and for some people it works better than others. But here's what's happening. All the studies that are showing the power of prayer, what happens is people do their prayer, and then they stop, and they get up and leave, because the prayer is something they do when they want to change their world, rather than something they become in their world. How many of you feel different now than you did when you came into this room this morning? People said, is this an experiential workshop? You have had an experience today, and you did it through your logic and your heart combined, because we moved back and forth. We never had a guided meditation.
Well, as the ancients suggested, there are two possible emotions that we can use. Our love of what it's like to think about our perfect mate manifesting for me now, or the hate or the fear of what that experience might bring into our lives. So my friend, for example, through our conversations, what I found from him was that while he was thinking the thoughts of having someone to share his life with on the one hand, on the other hand, what he really felt was essentially, who in the world would ever want to spend their lives with somebody like me? I work long hours. I don't have much of a social life. He's saying, who would want to spend their lives with someone like me? And in doing so, he was actually sabotaging, unconsciously, he was sabotaging this affirmation. So I shared just this little story. It's just a simple example. If your affirmations have worked for you, then obviously you know on some level why you're doing what you're doing. If they have not worked, however, you may consider the story from my friend in the carpool, because if your thought is not matching the emotion, or the emotion that you're pumping into that thought does not empower that thought, then your affirmation may simply be a wish.